Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 75th new format of the Anime Club. So, here's the thing's going to work from now on. Instead of it being every 2 weeks where we'll just watch the first two episodes and then assume we've watched the rest of the series and try to talk about it and end up failing horribly, usually because of me, what we're going to do instead is every week we're going to watch two episodes of the series, three if we're feeling saucy. And then we'll talk about those two episodes, and then the next week we'll watch the next two, and so on and so forth. That way, you'll be able to watch the show along with us, and you'll be able to see our thoughts on the series as they progress through it. We figured this would be better for, one, producing more anime content for the site, because, we don't do a lot of it, because there's not exactly a lot of news out there about anime that we feel like reporting on. Like, we could weather report, hey, the new volume of One Piece sold better than everything else! Goody.
And no one is shocked.
Yeah. Exactly. So this way we'll be able to produce more content and hopefully better quality content, because this way we'll be able to talk about the series in real time. We'll all have the same reference point, or at least we will all be able to talk about what happened in the episode, and as the series progresses, we'll be able to have thoughts on the series as a whole and not just, I only watched three episodes, so fucking it was okay. So, we're starting off with Bobby One series, Samurai Champloo. Since this one is pretty long, we didn't feel like doing 3 months of Samurai Champloo. We're just going to be watching the first half of the series, so episodes 1 through 12. And then we'll do a couple more series. Then when we come back around to Bobby One, we'll be doing episodes 13 through 26.
Sounds good.
So, yeah. Okay, so yeah, today we're going to be taking a look at episodes 1 and episode 2. I'm the Dead Man, of course. Join me today, as always, we have Bobby Wan.
Hello.
And Punchestron.
And I'm dying.
And welcome to the club. So, yeah, we're going to be watching episodes 1 and 2 of Samurai Champloo. Of course. Unfortunately, I got a different version, so I'll be watching in English. Some of you out there might be watching in English as well, because from what I understand, people like dubs.
The dub for this one's actually pretty good.
Okay.
There's one character I don't like, and so I watched the sub. Okay. If it weren't for that one character, who's one of the three main characters, I might watch the dub.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
It's Fuko, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's Fuko, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I hadn't watched the sub until I was checking this to make sure it worked, this is actually pretty good.
Okay, so yeah, so I guess before we actually get into the show, you guys have, so both of you, you've obviously seen the show before.
Yes.
Pudge, have you?
Yeah, I watched it in my early days of becoming an otaku, I guess. So I watched the entire thing all the way through, back when I was still looking for dub stuff that had been dubbed to watch, because I didn't do the whole subtitles thing yet. But yes, I've seen it.
I have heard of this series a lot, but I never actually watched it. You see, this was I'm pretty sure this came out either before my time or came out in the time where I wasn't actually really following anime. I was just watching a lot of Inuyasha.
I can in general point out three things that if you liked them, you'll probably like this. One is Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, it's okay.
The other is not an anime, The Boondocks.
Okay.
And the third is, in general, anything with good sword fighting.
Okay, then I feel like I'll be in for a treat. Just The Boondocks with sword fighting.
The episode Baseball Blues is direct inspiration for the kickball episode of The Boondocks.
Okay, then. Good to know. Okay, so yeah. As always, we are watching this on VLC Media Player. The first episode up paused at 0 seconds right at the beginning. So you should hit play and go right into the opening stuff. So, yeah. We're going to be watching. And it's recommended that you get these episodes up in a VLC playlist, because that's what we're going to be doing. We're just going to be going from one episode right into the next one. No actual pause for you guys to just set up. So get the episodes in a playlist, and they will just go boom, boom. We're good.
And if nothing else, there's a pause button for a reason.
Yes.
Yep. We can be rebound.
Yes. And actually, time seek to specific points in the show. So if you don't care about that, if you don't care about us actually watching the episodes, just want to hear us talk about them, you'll do that too. So yes.
Anyways, let's actually get this started.
Yes. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, I'm already liking this.
Something is wrong. I cannot hear anything. Why can I not hear anything? Oh, there it is. It's just exceptionally quiet for some reason. My VLC is broken.
Why are there roosters? Fish. Are they named after animals or something? Or like their fighting style has something to do with specific animals?
No, but,
Hey, guys, I hate to throw a wrench in this, but I have to restart my VLC because it's really fucking quiet. So can we technical difficulties this one?
Oh, joy of joys.
Not scrap the whole thing, but like technical difficulties before the sync.
Okay, yeah, fine.
I gotta restart this shit.
Blame Bovi-Wan. 0. Starting
I started the recording at... Go ahead. Say it again. Just back at 0. Oh, we're about to start recording. It's all my fault.
Back at 0. Blame Bovi-Wan. He's the bane of all existences. And they let this guy work with children. So anyway, yeah. 0 seconds. We are starting back from the beginning. And again, just had the episodes of the playlist, so just one to the next. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, again, I still don't really like this.
So I'm actually going to do something to you guys in this opening, which Ninja Kitty did to me. You just have to wait for it.
Because, yeah, what does it do with the animals? Is there...
I don't really know.
I don't think there's any real major significance, except maybe their backgrounds. Now looking at her, the various farm-related things in the background of her, but it's nothing super significant. They're patterns that they put in the background.
Is the main guy really cocky?
Yes, he is.
Okay, then. We got his. And
sounds of a pedophile cannot be unheard.
Okay. This is a really fucking awesome opening. Ah, face.
This is quite an interesting opening episode. Probably one of my favorite opening episodes for...
It's quite an interesting opening, period. This work, what?
It says, this is a work of fiction, not an accurate historical portrayal.
Yeah, I know, but... Was that really necessary to say? So Mugen and Jin. Already in a precarious position. What the fuck is that guy's face?
He's a corrupt authority figure. He needs to be ugly.
Yeah, that wasn't so much ugly as it was like he was getting sucked off by something. Okay, one day earlier. Okay, hi. Just check out my strut. What?
Don't know why they did that, but they accidentally showed you a few hundred years too late.
Just boobs are so boring. Fuck. Oh my god. Yes, yeah, some blade. Where the blade isn't even out. Someone cut someone. Okay, is that like a thing with the transitions, like scene transitions where it just like scratches?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Wait till we get to the breakdance sword fighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, joy of joys! That is literally everything I have, bro. Seriously, I'm peasants. You know you're corrupt when you can't even kill your own people. No shit! They have... Apparently one of them has a huge tumor. Like, do you see that fucking thing?
That brain tumor actually makes him a better fighter.
Wow. So, bitch, I'm a protagonist. Can you not tell by my awesome hair and sword?
Technically, she's the protagonist.
He is a protagonist. Actually, kind of looks like Luffy. Why did she air quote 20? Assume the position.
Of course, he doesn't do anything like rape.
Yeah.
That'd be far too obvious.
We're gonna just chillin' the fuck out.
Her what?
Little what? My mind's going nowhere but dirty places. He even laughs evilly. Oh, snap. Burn. Oh, you hear that? You hear that bass? That is a sick bass.
Did you just hear that? Yes, most of the episodes are remixed.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yes, Mugen is terrible at math.
Yeah.
Aw, sickness.
Like we said, he is cocky.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, while this does like have very like Boondocks-y roots, like it does actually reminds me a lot of Afro Samurai.
I meant to mention that one.
Yeah. I'll stab with your own sword. That's awesome. I'm getting dumplings for killing you. I don't give a fuck. You're a loose cannon, Mugen. Hand in your badge and your sword.
Nope.
Fuck it. Fuck yeah. Fuck common sense.
People from there are really stupid.
The fucking faces are awesome. Peace. What are you doing in all this, dude? Wait. Did he have a pompadour? Did he have a fucking pompadour knot top?
It looked like it.
Awesome.
It's a traditional hairstyle in Japan.
Oh yeah, I know. It's just the way it was, just the way it was shaped. It looked like a fucking pompadour. Just fucking.
I love Mugen's attitude here. I want you to bring the stronger sword fighters here because you guys suck.
Yeah. this guy is amazing.
I'm not sure if he actually did that.
Sorry for intruding.
Okay, Mugen is awesome. And
his only motivation. You are strong, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, he's like Goku with a sword. What the fuck is that, capoeira? What the fuck is this? Do you think they can hear the soundtrack and are dance fighting to it? What? Who the fuck is this guy?
The guy whose arm got cut off.
Okay.
You know, the bloody sleeve and the one arm?
Never make that face again, dude. Is this sword on fire? What? What? That's cool.
Dream sequences.
Okay. Okay, then. No, I was kind of drunk. I don't remember murderous thing hanging out.
That was very brave of Mugen to admit that he dreamt of Jin naked.
Yeah. Really? A torture department store? Do they have department stores back then?
No, they don't.
Those last two frames could be taken really out of context.
Yes, they could.
Oh man, the store burnt down. Now I'm gonna get my drugs. Yes, just sometimes lightly. Well, since you're all alone, everyone you know and everyone you love is dead. You couldn't beat me, so fuck you.
Alright, I know the meaning of Mugen's name. Mugen means infinite.
Okay.
As a note.
Blazes! It sounds like fucking Droopy Dog. Anything?
When you say anything, what do you expect him to say?
Yeah, like, it's something that always happens. Rape.
Favorite character right here.
Aww. He's so cute. Why does he have a tumor now? What conversation did they, like, what questions did that guy have with them before? Like, he comes up with it, and then? Like, why do you just say, some bitch attacked me and went to see the prisoners? You dumbass! That was a key?
Yes, I
it was
think
a lockpick.
So. What? Public executions! I love dead bodies! Wait. Christ, it got late fast. And now it's...
I think it's sunrise.
Was it sunrise? Because it was like, midday one time, and then not like, well, boobs, you know.
It's switching between times when she's trying to figure out what to do, and then
okay,
and the chronology is a bit weird.
Yeah, just a bit. Boob.
Better than boobs. Well, no, I think you'll die with your face pushed down to the dirt, but okay.
And on your knees.
Yeah.
They let him keep his sandals.
Yes. And they're going to execute him with his own sword.
By the way, I have to point out, he has a sick sword.
Mugen? With the fucking the handle things?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's fucking awesome. Looks awesome. Oh, hey, it was that guy. Cutting. Wait, that's a light? It looks like a friggin' smoke.
It's a pipe.
A pipe. I thought she said light. Anyone got a light?
She did say a light.
A pipe can light things on fire.
If it's lit.
Presumably it was. You know, because of what happens in the next minute or two.
What?
Titty bombs!
Okay. Frog out! Wow. Wait, why did they wait so long for the second explosion?
Not a longer fuse?
It didn't look like it, and they both lit at the same time.
Slower burn fuse. We just escaped death. Let's kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck bitches get sword fights. Well, point. Coin toss, yes. You get it? It's funny because it was tails landed on her head. Is it going to be a series? These two want to kill each other and she just acts like an asshole? Just like fucking, oh, I'm all fucking just thin tripped.
No, not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like. It's
like. The Marvin Gaye shit right here.
Yeah. There's a man with a really deep black voice comes out and starts singing about making love. This sounds like Persona music. Like a lot.
Oh, on a completely unrelated note. I came across the manga for Devil Survivor 2, the animation. So, it's what? Devil Survivor 2, the animation, the manga.
Oh, goody. Hey, so you see this manga? It's an adaptation of an adaptation of a game.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a spinoff of another entire series of games, because Shin Megami Tensei is weird. But on topic. Ending sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I left for a second and I came back and the topic was gone.
Yeah, I don't have to say with this. Just, hey, look, pretty pictures.
It's all like, this is what's happening.
Possibly. Yeah, like half of them are like actual like anime pictures. The other ones are actual pictures with filters on them.
Some flowers are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 2! Woo!
I wasn't sure if this was going to be the episode, but I'm pretty sure it is.
The back of the just fucking chill rap beats of the opening theme. Which is a fucking awesome song. I love the song. It's real chill.
Yeah, color is a big thing in this show.
Yeah.
In a lot of shows, actually. But you'll notice, especially the red and blue themes for Mugen and Jin, respectively.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It's red versus blue.
Yeah, but that's actually based on mythologies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Red is the impulsive, sort of hot-blooded type of guy. The blue is the thinker.
Which plays with the personalities and fighting styles.
Mm-hmm. And it's used a lot in anime. It's...
And actually, if you notice, like while their outfits are mostly red or mostly blue, depending on what you want to talk about, they both do have a little bit of the other color in them. Like Mugen with his earrings, Jin with his stash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning things.
Hooray! But yeah, that's a really common theme that you see in a lot
Get
of.
It. Get characters. It. It means something.
Yes, it does.
It also seems like a poor idea.
Dude, I'm pretty sure the voices are not your missing arm.
Yeah, it's something else entirely. That guy's actually joking Morgan. He's the one making the phantom pain. Fuck that noise. Get it?
Wait until you hear the firefly symbolism in this episode.
Everything. Just, I want to fight, damn it. Oh. Thanks for setting up that, you know, plot point.
She did. You weren't paying attention. Proposition when they're talking at the jail. She says it.
Yeah, let's consider you to take your mind off the fact that I know nothing about who I'm hunting. Dibs. Oh, you idiot!
That bird.
Never hold food above your head, dumbass! You were a waitress. How do you not know that? Because the rumors that spread through the countryside. It's like Twitter. How do you know?
Probably because he walks around with swords.
Something disappears in between, like, him sitting and him kneeling or something. Fuck you, asshole. I'm hungry.
I feel like that's something Billy Mays would do.
Yeah. Billy Mays here for the amazing new Mugen Sword! Fuck that noise. Yeah, like, did you really think, like, oh, I gotta kill one ogre, so, you know, fuck your promise. She's getting crunk. She's so drunk she didn't have a nose anymore. Wait, who is he talking? The perspective of that is really weird. Like, when he was talking to Mugen, it looked like he was talking to Jin. Nothing could possibly go wrong at the hot springs. Like, totally.
That'll teach her her lesson.
Yes. Humiliation. He has really scrawny legs.
He's wiry.
Oh, hey, look, boobs. And no eyebrows. Your payment is your death! Yes, I gotta kill you. By that, I mean my ninja guy behind you who is so awesome. Now suck my dick.
Yeah. And yes, Mugen is thinking with his dick right now.
Yeah, totally. And by that I mean sex. Well, back then, no. Well, at least she knows what she wants. And she wants the dick.
Meanwhile, the American flag.
Yes. And outlines. That goddamn face he keeps making. Wait, why did you wait for her to wake up before knocking her out again? What was the point of that?
She probably just woke up. Unexpectedly. They don't plan these things.
Oh, this is a fun scene.
Is this a gay thing? Yep, it's a gay thing.
I told you, great firefly symbolism.
That's barely symbolism. Dun 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 dun. Of course, the ones with the American flag things are cops. Fucking pole ladies. Aw, you hurt his feelings. I love the faces in this show. Oh, what, no rapping over the transitions? Why hasn't this hit the remix yet? Sister is ugly, we must fear you.
I hate to think that someone who's, you know, that well-spoken is so easily manipulated just by someone saying, hey, they're here to pick on you.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're not.
He must be really self-conscious. From what we can see, it's very small. Wow, the olden days.
Okay, I wouldn't be afraid of him because of his face. I'd be afraid of him because I just saw him slice through people.
Yeah. Yeah, they were dumb enough to try to pick on the guy who's like 8 feet tall and like 900 pounds of muscle. Like, seriously, oh my god, it's a monster. Let's agitate it.
He's got Shizuo syndrome.
No, but Shizuo is kind of unassuming.
Yeah, but people are still afraid of him, and they still pick fights with him, and they still get very hurt. And it's their own damn fault.
Oh, yeah, like, but this guy, he was just... Seriously, look at that fucker!
Yeah, that's true. You look at him, you know he's gonna beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah. He will rip your fucking arms out. Aw, ye girl.
Kick her in the tit!
Yeah.
I don't know where he kicked her. I assumed it was in the tit.
It was in the box. Yeah, so he wants to kill this guy personally, so he kidnaps the girl, then tries to get a girl to poison him. Flawless plan. I was just thinking about, where did Jin get the glasses? Like, those are some, like, pretty good quality glasses from what I understand of glasses.
He made them.
He's just that awesome. He just can just make his own glasses.
Yeah.
I gotta make it home in time for my stories. Is he drunk or something?
He has an enormous erection right now.
Clearly. Yeah, just jump right at him. Fuck it, who cares? I really don't.
Well, I might remember it if I saw it.
Wow, he has some teeth. We're in the gay forest.
I'm surprised this guy is able to fight so well with a hard-on.
I'm surprised he's able to fight so well with his clothes on. I'm surprised he's not just, like, naked at all this. Oh, wow! Look! Hey, Fuko, why don't you just tell the guy, why don't you just tell that guy, hey, he's not here to pick on you, this guy is. So close. Oh, my face. He has tumors too. Everyone has facial tumors. Wait, if you don't want that guy to kill him, why did you bring him? You could have just poisoned him. Then he dies in a night. Boom.
I think he wants to be there. And if he was there while the poison was acting without a huge bodyguard, he would die.
Well, he could have just got him poisoned, then like waited for a bit until like he couldn't move with the poison, then showed up.
I bet you can't breathe. I'd be pretty sure he can't breathe.
Yeah. Wow, that guy's a bitch! That body check was nothing!
That's why he has the big guy with him.
Because he actually really sucks. No, I don't. I call myself one of the mole people. See? He's with the mole people. Can you tell by the face?
He's less human than Dead Man.
Yes. Yes.
And who didn't see that coming?
Him. How does head bend back like that?
Well, let's just say it wasn't supposed to.
Okay. Do you get it? That meant nothing.
Do you get it? Homosexuality. That's what I think every time I see fireflies now.
Now, how about go get some tea? Maybe find a hotel to stay at? What do you know, old gay man?
Anyways, anticlimax.
Yep. He did.
Because
you're pretty.
Because you weren't scared of him. See?
Mm-hmm. Yep. If only I had got a chance to fuck you before I got stabbed. Because seriously, he wants some. I'm guessing he didn't get much tail.
E.T. phone home.
Seriously, he's not that ugly. The governor was uglier than he was.
Yeah, but he's like, big and scary. And he does have those teeth.
Yeah, but, you know, just go find a dentist. They'll knock those teeth out of you.
Alright, let's just look at how many dentists are available in the area. Let's see. None!
Yeah, because this is clearly historically accurate. As that, like, as that bumper at the beginning of the first episode said.
So, final thoughts during the credits, or thoughts on these two episodes during the credits?
I liked them. It was a good intro to the series. Mugen was awesome. So Mugen was awesome. Fuko, she's kind of useless.
She is completely useless.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I want to be a main character, so do this thing or I'll be mad at you. Then Jin is... he's just kind of Jin.
Yeah, sorry, I have to go for 1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, Jin. It didn't, like, you get, like, I get the idea, that, I get the feeling that there is, like, something more to him than he's letting on, but what he lets on is basically, I can fight, so piss off. I don't get a lot of character out of him, yet. Which, you know, I guess...
Yeah, it's the first two episodes of a 26-episode show. It's...
Yeah, I know. Adjust my expectations, but... I'm just saying, from the first two episodes, Moog is definitely my favorite. Like, hands down. He's amazing. With the sick with the sick ass sword and his Monkey D. Luffy shirt. Sorry, it reminds me a lot of... seeing him fighting like that, it just... I can't help but think, oh hey, this looks a bit like One Piece, only a little less, and... yeah, only a little less. Everyone out there's probably be like, oh, fuck One Piece, man, fucking Samurai Champloo. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I won't deny that there may be some similarities in at least the fighting styles.
Yeah. Like, Luffy, he just spins all the fuck around. This year, he's like, stretch out those legs like by like 3 feet and have him say, Gomo Gomo no something. It's basically a One Piece fight. And I'll give Jin one more sword, he's basically Zoro. Yeah, I didn't like the first two episodes, they were good.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
But I will say this for the animation. It is very inconsistent. Like, mainly in...
I can see that.
You know, like, half the time when they do, like, close-up of a character's face, it's, like, really detailed. That you can see, you still got the curvature on them. Like, there's actually, like, little, like, hot spots on their skin showing up where the light's reflecting off, like, perspiration and stuff. And then other times when they do close-up, they look like absolute ass. And then, like, the teeth, they constantly change between being actual teeth and being, like, popcorn that were jammed into the gums. The outlining on them, like, changes from, like, frame to frame. Where sometimes the outline is, like, really thick on them, which really shows up against, like, brighter backgrounds. Or even with that night background. Like, the outline on them was insane. The other times, the outlining is, like, almost invisible. I actually remember when Mugen was at that house of the lady, she hit that, like, on the bottom side of his arm, the outlining was really thin, and the top side of his arm, the outlining was really thick.
Yeah, there's some stuff like that. I think it's primarily stylistic choices, but I could see how, like, it might be better to have some consistency with it.
Yeah, like if it had, like if it had like a reason for it to be there, like if it was like being played, like if it had like some relevance to the actual story that's going on, like something like Bakemonogatari, where it has like multiple art styles in the same episode. They all fit because you know it's all going on different styles. But with this, it's you know one, it's like going for one consistent style, and yet constantly looking different from like shot to shot. Like even at the end when like. When, Oni, what's his face? I can't remember his name.
Oniwaka.
Yeah, Oniwaka. When he's, like, strangling, when he's choking out the, one-armed guy. Like, his neck, it looked like his head was made of water. Like, seriously, do you see how his neck was bunching up like that? And it just looked off. But yeah, that's just, like, really small things that just kind of annoyed me. But overall, the animation is really good. Like, it's. Especially with the fighting is real fluid and looks real awesome.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, and the one they kind of blew their load on the fighting.
Yeah.
The one thing I could say for the series is some of the characters who are less developed early on become more developed later on. Except Fu, she really does not get much development.
She gets development. She is a well, character.
Yeah, there's.
I figured she was just a bitch.
Story arc is basically what keeps the series going.
Well, what, you're saying we could just have a series of Jin and Mugen fighting? Just 26 episodes of them
fighting.
It would
be over in a couple episodes, but okay.
No, 26 episodes of them fighting.
But, like, the whole story of the anime is her story arc. Mm. Of trying to find the Sunflower Samurai, finding out who that is, how it relates to her, how... why she wants to meet this person, how meeting that person affects her, all that stuff.
The guy killed her parents, didn't he?
But Jin definitely gets some good character development in there. We
okay,
get
that's
to see
good.
How he handles different situations and
yeah, that's good.
Moral issues.
Yeah, that's good because, again, the first... I said a little bit a while ago that he didn't seem like he had much character to him yet.
Yeah. Well, he gets character, you know, like what we said, how he handles different situations and such, and how he looks in drag, and...
How he looks in drag, what?
Oh yeah, he does dress up as a woman, doesn't he? I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, for an episode.
That's like the next couple episodes, so look forward to next week, everyone. I think this is a good spot to leave it.
Yeah. The Fireflies have spoken.
Is it... maybe... both of the really good episodes, one of the two really funny episodes.
I think the next two are a pair that go together.
Okay.
And in one of them, Jin cross-dresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the next two, so look forward to next week, folks.
Yeah, so... yeah, so, for the first two episodes of Samurai Champloo, I enjoyed them. Small things kind of bugged me, and, you know, some characters that were just, that just feel useless in terms of, like, actual character personality, but overall, I did like it. It was really cool. I could definitely see why this is, some people say this is their favorite. Like a lot of people out there are saying, like, oh, this is the greatest anime ever, of all time.
I wouldn't say that, but it's enjoyable.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's a great show. I think it's the same composer. I think it's Yoko Kanno.
Okay.
But it's the same sort of musical composer as Cowboy Bebop, I believe.
Yeah.
This is me just spitting this off the top of my head. But yeah, I enjoy the music that they use in Cowboy Bebop better, but I like the way they do it in Samurai Champloo as well.
Yeah, I feel like I would like more rap in it. Like the opening rap song is probably my favorite piece of music in the show so far. And anytime they do like fight scenes set to rap, it's really good.
Yeah.
If this had been made today, it probably would have been composed by the RZA.
But yeah, what Cowboy Bebop does with jazz, this does with hip hop.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'll take that for what it is. But yeah, that's good. I really like hip hop, in like especially in stuff like anime. It works bizarrely well. Yeah. But
anyway, I think that's a bit enough of an end notation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking up on the internet who does the music for Samurai Champloo, and I can't find.
Oh, but I am like 85% sure that it's Yoko Kanno.
Okay.
I've liked everything that she's been a part of.
Okay, so Bovi has to unsightly tell us that we have to hurry this to get this done.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, I guess we have to do it for this first week. Hopefully this was better than what we usually do. So next week we'll watch episodes 3 and 4 of Samurai Champloo. Be sure to join us, as well as we have the anime cast up on the same day, hopefully. You know, recording issues notwithstanding.
Sorry.
Yeah. And be sure to check out the site every day where we'll have other stuff, not just anime. Hopefully it's more anime stuff, but not just. Like, we'll have other podcasts, movies, other podcasts, videos, commentaries, articles. Check out all that stuff. Let us know what you think about what we're doing on the site, because we'd love to hear from you guys about what you think of what we're doing. But until next time, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi1.
And I'm Patrick Ron.
We'll see you guys later.